Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Brohmer. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Hennigan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Hennigan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Little. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from Hairman and he is out, Alvarado applying the tag. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is hit by the pitch. Brohmer moves to second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Little. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Brohmer scores. McGraw goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Little moves to second. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Little hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hennigan is called out on strikes. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Alvarado applying the tag. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-2 in the game. Spezio hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Duffy reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Terry Forster now pitching. Ron Lolick pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Forster moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. May goes all the way around to score. Muser moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-3 in the game. Spezio is walked intentionally. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Little is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Kilkenny covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chambliss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.